So let's make sure to destroy everything before we're done. So first, we need to stop the service. So to stop the service, make sure you have zero tasks running. If not, you update the service and you set the desired task to zero. And then you can click on delete service, type in delete, and this will delete the service. Now, when you delete the service, this is actually going to go into a service called CloudFormation. And CloudFormation is going to take its time to delete the entire stack that it created. And so part of the things it's going to delete is the ECS service, but also your load balancer listener, your load balancer itself, the security group, and the target groups. So this can take a little bit of time, and we need to wait for everything to be deleted. And when the service is fully deleted, then you can go and delete this cluster. So for this, you just click on delete cluster, and it's going to delete the demo cluster. And we can do this right now. And again, this is going to start something in CloudFormation to delete the infrastructure of the ECS cluster. So that includes the capacity provider, the auto-scaling group that we have created, the cluster, and the launch template. So this is very good. Finally, for your task definition, you can leave them as is. They don't cost you any money. They're just definitions. But if you wanted to, you could also click on one of them and deregister, do action and deregister the task definition itself. So that's it. I hope you liked it. And I will see you in the next lecture.